Erica Kamroff is the mayor and a tribal council member in Aniak, which is served by the Gus Buck School District. She said that both the city and tribe in Aniak passed resolutions supporting the return of in-person school.
With our numbers here and not having any and everybody being as COVID safe as they have been, we felt that it was okay for the school to open up, and as long as they were keeping with their COVID measures.
Aniak hasn't had any new cases of COVID-19 since January 4th, over a month ago. Since the pandemic began, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation has announced a total of 20 cases in Aniak, and no community spread has been detected there. Gus Buck School Board President Harvey Hoffman said the district is allowing villages upriver to open schools as well, depending on whether the community has any cases of COVID-19. On the Yukon River, LYSD Superintendent Gene Stone said that the school board took action last Friday, allowing some schools to reopen. Stone said that if a community has had zero cases of COVID-19 for 14 days, they can return to in-person learning. Only 2 out of the 10 villages within the Lower Yukon School District fit that criteria, Skamen Bay and Russian Mission. Stone said the principals there would make sure the community supported the moves, and he said the district would provide alternative options as well.
Some families may not be comfortable with their kids going back, and similar to what we did in the fall, we allowed for remote learning for those families.
YKHC has recommended that schools remain closed until COVID-19 case rates in the YK Delta decline, along with additional criteria. LYSD Superintendent Stone and Gus Buck School Board President Harvey Hoffman both said their districts respect YKHC's recommendations and intend to follow most of them. Neither district is participating in sports for now. However, Stone said that the COVID-19 situation differs dramatically across communities in the region.
There should be some kind of criteria defined other than being fixed to what the regional numbers are.
YKHC has said on many occasions that communities in the YK Delta are too interconnected, and that cases in one village can quickly spread to a nearby community. But Aniak Mayor Erica Kamroff said that statement is more applicable to villages nearby Bethel.
Where villages are a lot closer together and there's a lot more inter-village mingling, Aniak is 150 miles away from Bethel.
Sleep Mute, which is part of the Gus Buck School District and located hundreds of miles upriver from Bethel, has also reopened. YKHC has announced a total of 0 COVID-19 cases in Sleep Mute since the pandemic began. Tribal Administrator Frank Ignati says in addition to how far away it is from other communities, there's another reason for the lack of COVID-19 cases there.
We have a small community, so we pretty much know everybody. There's only 86 people here.
He says with a small population, the village can more easily track everyone who comes and goes and make sure they're following the COVID-19 guidelines. The situation further down the Kuskokwim River is much different. In all 3 villages in the Yupit School District, there have been hundreds of COVID-19 cases and widespread community transmission of the virus. The situation is similar in many communities in the Lower Kuskokwim School District as well. Both LKSD and the Yupit School Districts have said they intend to follow YKHC's recommendations to keep schools closed until health conditions improve. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kemp.